Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, tap, tap, tap. Who is tapping her back? Because it sure didn't feel human.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You can call in Real Ghost Stories anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get versions of the show without the commercials. You become a premium subscriber. You'll also get all the advance episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon today. This one is interesting because it's written as a short story, which they all are. But this one has an, it's like a, it's titled and everything.
It's got a title and everything.
Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm interested in this tap, tap, tap. Have you ever had a tap, tap, tap on your window? Or
Not on my
I'm
back.
I'm assuming.
Now, on a window.
On a window?
Sorry, that's my cat meowing in the background. You know, but even then, I think some of those could be explained. Like, I have a tree outside my window, so it's been really windy here lately. I mean, Kansas, of course. But it's, like, super windy. So that tree will brush up against my house when the wind blows. And so sometimes it sounds super creepy, but I also know it's just the tree.
Yeah.
But this is kind of weird.
I'm trying to think. I've had friends probably that did it and scared me.
But this was like a tap on her back. Like,
on her back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She felt something tapping her back. So this is kind of cute because I like this idea because this could be, you know, if you were an English teacher in a college or a high school, you know, especially around Halloween time, you could give your kids assignments to write ghost stories.
I do a Halloween art.
See,
lecture.
I think that's awesome.
You know, we get scary art and bring it into the room and talk about it. And
who is the, what's your favorite piece of scary art?
That would be Goya's Saturn eating his son.
Oh, okay.
And that's exactly what he's doing. He is eating him.
Okay, so it is Goya.
Goya.
Oops. I got to look this up.
Okay.
Saturn eating his son.
Yeah, I would say most people would put that right up there on their.
Oh. Scary. Oh. Yeah.
Sometimes it's called Kronos eating son.
Oh, it's really gross.
Yeah. And what, you know what's even a little bit more bizarre? You guys look it up. It's by Goya, G O Y A. And Goya had. He had some sort of illness and he lost his hearing, and that drove him into this very deep, dark place. And I think, you know, he had been a court painter for the Spanish court and all these things. And then the Spanish Civil War happened and there were lots of horrible, you know, things that happened that he saw. And so he did these prints that are, they're pretty graphically disturbing too, you know, people hanging out of trees and things. But these were things he really did see that happened because of that war. But all of that in his life, he lost his hearing and it just led him into this really dark place. And I think in the last part of his life, I think he pretty much stayed just in his house and stuff. But he painted that on the dining room wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
If you can imagine that being your dining room wall art, but nobody saw it. Like, I don't think he brought anybody in. I don't think they knew it till after he died. And there it was.
And I also see so, that Rubens did one. Saturn devouring his son.
And it's a mythological story.
But
so
the
other
Goya
people
one
did
is,
it. But the Goya one is super disturbing.
Look that one up. Because that one is super creepy.
Yeah, we should do a little Halloween art episode.
Yeah.
And I can tell you guys a lot of good, because I do a whole like day of Halloween, you know, lecture, discussion, art, you know, scary art and things like that. And there's a lot of really good scary art.
Golly, that one is creepy. So this one is actually, I love this. This is the first time I've seen this before. Somebody wrote in a true short story. So it says Tap, Tap, Tap. That's the name of it. A true short story by Lia. And I'm not, or Lia. L-I-A, Lia, Lia. We'll say Lia.
Okay.
And I'm not going to include her last name just in case she doesn't want me to. But I think that's cool that she wrote this as a short story.
Yeah.
Which they pretty much all are. It says, I was 8 years old, halfway asleep, halfway awake, and snuggled facing into the wall my bed was against. The house was quiet, but I knew that soon I'd have to get up for school. Overnight, my pajama top had become rumpled on my back, and my back was partially exposed. As I comfortably lay in my bed, the next terrifying moments have gone unrivaled over my 57 years of living. While waiting for my mom to come in my room to tell me that it was time to get up for school, I felt something freezing cold touch my bare back. Tap. A brief pause, then again. Tap. Another same pause, and again. Tap. I snapped my eyes open instantly and completely wide awake. A suffocating heavy presence overcame me. The backside of my body was burning. I lay frozen and terrified. I didn't utter a sound. It wouldn't have been possible, even if I'd tried. My ears were ringing wildly in the silence, and I felt as though my blood had stopped circulating. Not for one second did I think it was my mom or my sister or brother who was there behind me. I knew it was not. The icy cold taps had been methodically slow, equally spaced apart, and not human. It was like a bony, frozen finger. A thought came to my mind. I can't let them take me. That is a really creepy thought. After several agonizing seconds, it was clear to me I had just one option. With a courage no 8-year-old child should ever have to muster, and with lightning speed, I whipped around to confront my terror. Nothing. I sucked in some air. Had I stopped breathing until that moment? Nothing was there. I was motionless as I surveyed my bedroom. Still nothing. Though the house was silent, the high-pitched shrieking in my ears was deafening. I had been mentally pushed beyond the typical hair-raising, scary childhood nightmare. I was literally backed into a corner alone with nobody to help me. Out of nowhere, I was suddenly angry. In my mind, I screamed, "What?" to whatever had been there, bravely challenging it to emerge. My little self ready to fight. Fight what? I knew only that it was a horror I couldn't begin to imagine. Nothing. Silence. Two things I am absolutely sure of, as much now as I was then. Something had touched me and I was not dreaming. I never told my mom about that day or anyone else until decades later, but I still think about it often. I sleep facing outward with my back against the wall. End of short story. That is creepy.
Yeah.
And you interesting know, that it's so vivid all these years later. So it just makes me think, you know, something happened.
But don't you think it makes sense that if something would touch you that wasn't from this world, that it would do something like make you feel really like chilled, cold, ringing in your ears? Like she had a physical reaction to it.
Very strong physical reaction.
You know? And so it makes, you know, it's just as if something not of this world reached out and actually touched her. And then it caused this, you know, these reactions in her like that.
I think it's interesting.
But it never happened again.
Yeah, and there's
what
no...
I'd like to know is like anything else in that house?
But
ever?
Definitely that was the scariest thing. Get yeah. that. But it would also be weird for that to be the only thing that
That's
ever happened in that house.
Because if this entity was so strong that it actually touched you and caused these reactions in your body, wouldn't it do it again or show up in some way again?
That would be my question. It's like, was that just the one-off? But did other yeah. things happen in the house? Because
that's what I'm wondering too. Because this thing seemed so strong, I find it hard to believe that, you know, it didn't happen again, or at least happen in her life again, some way, somehow.
And there could have been other things that happened, but wasn't anything compared to that, maybe.
Maybe so.
You know, so I'm going to just guess some other things happened, but still super creepy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, yeah, I would change the way I slept. Like, I've never had anything grab my foot in my life or my hand, but I'm convinced it will. So I sleep with my feet never hanging over the side of the bed or outside the covers.
Now, I have had something touch me before, more than one time. And it's like it touches my leg. And one night it happened to me. And, you know, and it doesn't matter if I have covers on or whatever, but I had a sheet on and it was like somebody reached down, put their hand on my leg and gave my leg a squeeze. And, you know, it shook me up. And then I didn't, of course, say anything to anybody about it. But the next day, my son got up and we were at breakfast and he said, "It was really weird last night, Mom." He said, "It's like something touched my leg." And I looked, but nothing was there. And I was like, just my blood just went cold because that exact thing happened to me that night. But I didn't want to scare him. So yeah. I didn't say anything. You know, I was just like, "Oh, it's okay. I'm sure it was just, you know, the way your covers were or something on the bed." You know, I was making up something, but it really shook me because it had happened to me that same, you know, that same night.
Yeah, because it's not like you want to go, "Oh my God, it happened to me too." Now yeah. your poor child's going to be terrified.
Exactly. So you can't do that, but it was the weirdest thing that, because, you know, I got up in the morning and I was thinking about it and it was bothering me. And then at the breakfast table, he said, "It was the weirdest thing last night, Mommy." And I was like,
"Did it feel like a finger? Did it feel like a hand?" Like,
it felt like a hand. And then it sort of felt like the finger kind of traveled up my leg just a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, you know, what's weird about it is, I mean, it really did shake me, but also my dad used to do that. Like, he would, if you were laying there, he'd walk over and he'd run his finger on your leg or something and tickle your leg a little bit or something. And so I almost wondered if it was my dad.
Was it after he died, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it was after he died.
Was it Chris who felt it?
No, it was Colby.
Oh, that's interesting, because Chris is the one who is kind of connected to him.
Yeah, but it was Colby.
Interesting.
So, and I have had that happen a couple other times where I felt like someone had touched my leg. And so I'm with you as far as like at night, I really have a hard time not sleeping with some covers on.
And after that, like, I'd never sleep with my back toward it. My back would be up against the
exactly.
wall.
Exactly. So you know how traumatic this was, because she's unable to sleep in a different way, you know, like her whole life. And I get that. It's like, you know, I can't throw my arm over the bed.
Now I can have my arm outside of the covers, but not over the bed.
I can't have it dangling over the edge of the bed.
But I can't have my feet outside the covers. But it's not like something can't grab your leg.
I know, even with covers. A blanket on. I don't right? know.
That's just weird, I think. I should get over yeah. that. Well, let's yeah. go to our next story.
Okay.
Hi, Tony and everybody. My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Rancho Cucamonga, California. So I have a story that I don't necessarily call it a ghost story, but more like a supernatural story. So when I was about 13, my Nana and I did a doodle art picture together. Remember doodle art? It was a black and white picture, and then you take the colorful markers and you color it in, and it's a beautiful picture. Well, ours was of a log cabin with a water wheel and a brook and beautiful flowers and trees and sky. Anyway, afterwards, my Nana passed away about 2 years after we did that. And I always kept it because it was so special to me that we did that. We were really close. And about 15 years later, I was walking past a do-it-yourself framing store. And the picture on display reminded me of my Nana's picture. So I thought, hey, I'm going to frame that picture and hang it up. So I went to one of their classes, and I was doing the frame for the picture, and they were playing the radio while we were all doing this. And all of a sudden, my Nana's favorite song came on the radio. And it was a song that I never heard ever before on the radio. It wasn't a popular song, but it was called The Spy Who Loved Me. And my Nana used to play that song and say that it reminded her of my gramps. So this song came on the radio, and my eyes got all big, and I had this big smile, and I'm looking around, and I wanted so badly to tell everybody, oh my gosh, this is my Nana's favorite song, and this is her picture that she did, and it was so exciting, but I didn't say anything to anybody. I just kept it to myself because I didn't want anybody to think I was crazy. But I just knew without a doubt that my Nana was letting me know that she was happy that I was framing our picture. And I love to tell people this story. Everyone loves to hear about it. And to this day, I still have our picture hanging up on my wall in my house. And I hope your listeners enjoy this story, and maybe someone else has had a similar experience. So thank you for letting me share this, and I look forward to more of your ghost stories. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, bye.
So I think that's definitely a sign from her grandmother.
Oh, I do too. I do too. And I think she's right. I don't know paranormal, but much more than a coincidence. And is that the Carly Simon song?
That's what I thought. And it was popular at one time, so it wouldn't be unheard of for that song to be on the radio. Mm-hmm. Not on the radio much these days. Probably not at all. But
right.
To me, it's the timing of it. Even if exactly. it was a popular song at one point, but it's just the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's happened to me with our dad, like, more than once. I got into my car, turned on the radio, and, like, a Merle Haggard song would just have started. Like, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I couldn't have needed to hear that more.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a coincidence, I guess, that I would get in the car at the exact same moment that song's coming on Sirius XM. But it's happened. And it happened mm-hmm. to me when on the other end, when I was on the radio and playing songs, and people would call me and be like, oh my God, this just happened. And I always felt like it was, you know, so many things have to line up just right, even from the radio. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, all of the songs before it had to have led up to that being played right at that moment at that time.
And you turned on the radio.
Yeah. And so,
and you were able to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like you were waiting on customers and waitress and doing stuff and you couldn't pay attention to it. You know, it all happens to line right up to where you stop and then that song starts and you go, oh.
Yeah.
You and know.
Her being there, getting the picture framed,
mm-hmm.
that meant a lot to her. And then just getting that kind of, because what else could you get from your grandma at that minute that would be as profound as that? What other sign could there be?
Right.
You know, that's as big yeah. a sign as you could get.
I think that's darling. I think that's so sweet.
It just,
I love that.
That. And what I love about stories like that is that it just makes you stop and think that there's more to it than what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because how could that be a coincidence that of right. all songs to be playing right at that moment would be that song?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything to anybody else but her. And, well, maybe some other people around the world, I don't know. But I get it. Like, you'd be so excited. Like, you guys aren't going to understand this. But,
this yeah, I know.
Song is really
yeah.
important.
Exactly. So. No, I think that's wonderful. But we do hear this where... And I'll bet it's happened to almost everybody listening that you hear a song at exactly the right moment. It just gives you chills.
And music is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think that is kind of a way that they can give you a sign from the other side. And it's like, I love that you're framing this picture.
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know, I love you too, sort of sign.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, those are just my favorite stories. I always say that, but it's true. They are my favorite stories.
They are.
So if you have a real ghost story or a beautiful heartwarming story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can listen to the shows without the commercials. Become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Go through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.